afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, hello and welcome to Rock Solid, your comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I am Pat Francis. To my right is the producer, the silent partner, Matt Belknap. And joining us again this week, in case you haven't figured it out, we record two at a time, is Jimmy Pardo. Because again, just as last week, Gary Lucy is in the ICU. And he's not. He's moving to a sweet new place. His wife's got a movie, and life is good. So
did he mean a suite, like a suite in a hotel?
No, no. He's moving to a sweet new apartment.
It's not the sweet life of Jack and Cody, or Zach and Cody.
It's the sweet life of Gary and Preston.
Yeah. Wait, what about Jane?
Jane's out.
Jane is out. It's just a couple of guys hanging out.
They're holding her back.
They're gaming. But hey, before we get started, I just want to give a couple of shout-outs to people on the Facebook page that like to post. We're going to see.
Was the important business up top.
No. I got something. We got a P.F. Wilson.
I like P.F.
Michael Rogers, Andrew Rich. These are some people that always are posting fun stuff, and that's what we
like. Oh, and everybody challenging me on Song Pop?
Yep.
That is not taking up too much of my time at all. Please keep doing that.
Are they beating you? Are the music fans beating you?
Martin T.,
Martin T. I pity the fool who can't beat Martin T.
There's some other guys that are, and ladies who come in, and I don't know. I think I'm doing okay, but
okay. The ladies aren't good at it, though, right? Because they don't know a lot about music unless you play.
Amanda Zimmerman's very good at it.
Yeah, she is.
Well, Amanda, I don't play song pop, but I'm going to allow you to challenge me.
And I'm going to speak for her, Pat. I don't listen to your podcast, so she doesn't.
Is that true?
Right, I don't know.
I think she does.
You think so?
Would you?
I don't.
Do you think everybody's ever done a parody called We Be Gaming to We Be Jamming?
Come on, this is music talk.
Yeah, that's true.
We Be Gaming.
I got business.
I heard, very important.
No, I got a quick contest, and you can send your answers to me, pat@popculturebeast.com. Also, head over to www.popculturebeast.com.
Garen Cockrell does a nice job.
Garen Cockrell has a nice website over there. But I have a book to give away. It's a brand new book, but it came out a couple years ago. So I'm holding it's brand new. The copy I have is brand new. But the copyright is, I think, from 2008 or 9. It's Stort Copeland, drummer for The Police. It's his autobiography.
Did you read it?
It's called, I have another one at home I'm going to read.
Love it.
It's called Strange Things Happen, A Life with the Police, Polo, and Pygmies. And the problem with playing a contest is I give a question and everyone goes to Wikipedia or Googles it and gets an answer. So how we're going to do this is there's 5 Police studio albums. One of them has my favorite cover. I'm talking about the album cover itself is my favorite of their 5 album covers. The first person that can tell me is it.
Oh, Synchronicity.
If it's that, or if it's Outlandish D'Amour.
Oh, Ghost in the Machine.
I think Synchronicity. Yeah.
The first person to tell me gets this book. And that's it. Can't be easier than that.
Well, do you want to just hand it to me?
I'm not going to say. I don't want to tip the hat as to what it might be.
Synchronicity is what I said.
Hmm. I said it first.
Ghost in the Machine.
Well.
Regatta de Blanc. Hmm. Is that right?
That's one, yeah. Outlandish D'Amour.
All right, there's 2. Then Ghost and Machine,
what's the other one?
Blanc.
The other one is Zenyatta Mandata.
Pretentious, funtentious.
Jimmy Pardo is sitting in again for Gary Lucy. Jimmy, how are you doing?
My pleasure.
Fantastic. Kyle's here.
Kyle just got us a delicious treat.
Yeah.
That's gonna amp this up.
That's right. Let me ask you. I like to ask this question sometimes. I've never asked this before. On your way in today, were you listening to music?
White Sox game was on, so no.
Okay, Matt.
But I'll tell you this: I thought it was a night game.
Mm-hmm.
I burned Then Jericho, the best of Then Jericho. Okay. Burned that to a CD. I was going to listen to that.
Okay, cool. Matt, what were you listening to on the way in?
Sports talk radio.
What were you thinking about burning to listen to?
what have I been listening to lately?
Still into that Blunderbuss?
No, you know what? I haven't. I need to go back to that. I did like it, and then I didn't listen to it that much. You know, I like Best Coast. Gary turned me on to the Best Coast.
Best Coast?
Yeah, they were just on Conan.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they were good.
Do you enjoy that?
I think
that?
We know where the Best Coast is.
East Coast.
No. West Coast.
Oh. Boy, I'm not gonna. I won't get. I'm not gonna win that book.
What are you, Kyle, what are you listening to? What do the young people listen to? You're half our age.
Shout it out.
Just say it.
I've been listening to Blunderbuss. I downloaded.
He's been listening to Blunderbuss. Mm-hmm. All right,
it's a good one.
Cool.
All right.
This
is great.
I was waiting for someone to ask me, but apparently, no one
well, that's because you're supposed to, as the host, just go into it. I'll tell you what I've been listening to. You say it like you do it like that, then it doesn't look awkward or sound awkward.
Well.
Pat, what were you listening to on the way in today?
Oh, I was listening to NPR.
Yeah, fantastic.
Actually, what I did today, and this is the truth, I burned a CD for myself. I noticed that the band Heart, every track that kicks off their albums is awesome. So I recorded a CD of 14, all the opening tracks in chronological order.
You can call that the number ones.
I think I called it Heart opening tracks because number ones makes it sound like those are number one songs.
Yes, that's the point. I'm playing a little game. You call it opening tracks. Where's your originality?
It's too on the nose.
It's just for me. It's not. I'm not having a game with someone.
First up.
First up is good.
Yeah,
I like that.
Speaking of games, Pat Francis and I on the road one time. We were going through Ohio. He said, hey, let's put on a classic rock station and play a game. You pick a song, and I'll pick a song, and we'll see which one comes on first. I picked Boston's More Than a Feeling. He picked
Blue Oyster Cult.
Yeah. And I'm not kidding. It's almost as if he knew. He goes, I'll take that one. I went, all right. We found it. And then, I'm burning up. The second we turned on the station, it was
immediately.
On.
I really would have thought that More Than a Feeling was the winning pick.
Nah, Blue Oyster Cult's the way to go.
You can really only play that game with a classic rock station. Someone that you know that song's in rotation sometime today. When will it be?
Unless you're really on top of Top 40.
Well, that's
because
true.
If you listen to Top 40 or whatever they call it.
Carly Rae Jepsen's going to show up.
Well, yeah, you
a
pick
lot.
That or you pick a Taylor Swift song and you're good to go.
You love Taylor Swift and you don't mind telling us about it every time
No,
we see
do.
Him.
I do. I do.
But he doesn't like that new song.
Oh, the new song's good.
No, I do like the new song. Oh. And there's and another one dropped today, a brand new one dropped today on iTunes.
So. She writes all her own songs.
She does. Like the last album, she wrote all those.
With some help, right?
Does she have co-writers?
Wait, let me talk. No, the previous album, she wrote them all by herself, and this new album, she co-wrote them all, but that's what she wanted to do. She said, well, let's flex the muscle and do something different. I'll co-write all the songs this time.
I like that she plays a Les Paul.
Yeah.
There's something about that. Mm-hmm. Dirty little girl playing a Fender.
She's not dirty at all.
No,
and she's never been to the Troubadour.
No. She banged around with John Mayer.
No, did she?
Yeah, I know. She's
what do you mean, did she? That whole fucking thing about...
Yeah, that song Mean is about him.
And he was a pussy in Rolling Stone.
Dear John is about him. John.
Who's Mean about?
Mean might be about Kanye West a little bit, because he jumped up on... stage.
Yeah, you know
I'm going to let you finish, Pat, but first I got to say something.
Tough enough.
If I would have gone up after Kanye West, because that was the year his mother died.
If only that was the award show
know,
you were on.
I know. I would have said.
Instead of none
I would
ever.
Said, Kanye, what would your mother think of what you just did? I don't think she would have liked it.
I think she would have. Mrs. West?
She died of lipo.
She died.
She died of lipo. She did
she
die
did.
Of lipo.
That's awful.
That buy your crazy. Mom a house or a car. Don't buy her a figure.
And then he...
What if that's what she wants? That's not fair.
I'm sure he also bought her all that other stuff.
Yeah, I think
it's not like that was the one thing.
And enjoy it.
But how do you
what
get...
What do you mean enjoy it? You do things to alter your body.
You got Lasix.
You got Lasik.
Can you die of that?
Who knows?
Extreme cases.
Who knows? You could die of lipo.
They leave it on, and maybe the doctor has a stroke, and then the laser just keeps going and going into your brain.
Doctors can have strokes?
That is
they're not eating right.
I always think about that when like they're doing heart surgery or mm-hmm. something. That guy could have a stroke at that moment, or he could die or have a heart attack, or something could break bad.
Well, that's why everybody's gathered around.
You sign those papers before you have any procedure done that says, hey, if something goes wrong, fuck you.
I don't like that.
Kanye?
I don't sign anything.
We got a topic for today, Jim.
Yeah, what's the topic?
This is a... Well, you know what it is because you had to get your clips ready.
Yeah. This was tough.
I'll tell you what, half of this topic was tough. The topic today is something called He Said, She Said.
Which half did you have trouble with?
He.
Did you have any?
Yeah, I have eight songs and one, two, three. Who kicked me? I have three.
Because you're tapping your foot and it's rattling the whole table.
Very distracting.
I tried to be subtle about just kicking you and make you stop and then...
I think one of my songs disappeared. How many do you have that I gave you?
Let's take a look.
Nine.
9. Okay, one disappeared then.
Interesting.
Very interesting. We're going to get to the bottom of this.
No, I got to find
who, what, why,
so yeah,
how.
There was
who, what, when, where, why, how.
There were
everybody.
There were much. When, where, why, there were. How. There were.
Nobody fucking knows what we're talking about.
These kids are too old now.
I know.
There were much more many she songs than he songs. There were almost he songs were almost non-existent. Is that what you find?
I had a little trouble. Yes,
but how many do you have?
He songs?
Yeah,
47.
I'll tell you how many I have. I almost emailed you last night and said, hey, since we're doing he said, she said, it might be fun for you to do he said, and I'll do she said.
Oh, you've got...
Okay, I got it back. I found out which one
I'm
using.
Do you want to give the answer?
Jimmy has... You know
zero.
How many? He has zero.
Because here's another reason.
You have zero he's?
If you put he in the iTunes, any word that has H-E and it comes up.
Like the, yeah, you really have to search. Do your homework.
I did. I went through 4,296 songs.
Well, I've got, it could be, like, you could also play a song that's he's, like he apostrophe S.
Zero.
Well, I have 1, 2, 3. I have 4. I did the homework.
I am impressed.
Okay.
I cannot wait to hear them.
All right. How many songs total do you have?
90.
90 she songs.
I just told you I went through 4,000.
How many do you have?
It's got 10.
I got the 10 spot.
Okay, I'll let you go first, because you have one more than me.
This song, do you want to do it again like we did last week?
No, I don't. Because that was more of a guessing type game because we had artists and it was covers. Let's just go right into it.
This is a song by Kiss.
Is this a he song or a she song?
I don't have any he songs.
Okay, I'm going to ask you that every time.
This is a she song.
Okay.
And it's called... Play it.
This is the quintessential she song.
The moonlight. Oh, shut it down. That's enough.
You could have, Kiss only has 2 she songs, and one is a cover, which would have been good for last week's episode.
What album?
Off of Love Gun, the cover is Then She Kissed Me.
And Then She Kissed Me.
Which would have been a he song for you if you would have used the original, which is Then,
and
he,
then he Kissed then Me he by kissed Dave me. Clark 5, I want to say.
Yeah.
Is that possible?
No, Dave Clark 5 did the other remake that Kiss did, which is...
And Then He Kissed Me.
No.
Why would a man sing that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
I mean,
yeah, what's the other one that had?
I'll tell you right now. It's Any Way You Want It, You Can Call Me Any Day.
Hey, P.U.
I've got the answer.
All
right, who did it? And Then He Kissed Me.
Probably like the Crystals. The Shirelles or the Crystals.
And then Phil
Spector. Billy Crystal. All right, this song.
Why was that on Love Gun?
I have no idea.
That's ridiculous.
They can't write one more song, or else just make it 9 songs.
Make it 9 songs. Don't put this fucking clunker on. Yeah.
And then she kissed
that
me.
That was She, which I believe is on Dressed to Kill. Is that
yes.
accurate?
Yeah. Good tune.
Those first 3 albums are terrific, and then you could pick and choose.
No, the first 6 are good.
Oh, no. Well, Rock and Roll Over is my favorite.
Rock and Roll Over, Love Gun, and Destroyer.
Love Gun's got that clunker. Destroyer,
Well, Love Gun's also got Hooligan on it, so it's got 2 clunkers. It's the worst song ever. I'm a hooligan.
He's going to go to school again.
Yeah, that's what they rhyme. I'm a hooligan, won't go to school again.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, that was the band our parents Those were afraid of.
They were afraid of them.
Yeah. They're
not my parents. My mom brought me to see Kiss.
But, you know, the general public was like, that band is evil. No, they're doing a Crystal song.
Night in Satan's service. I'm a hooligan. Won't go to school. Good.
The drums.
Go,
dunk,
no.
Dunk, dunk, dunk. Tss, dunk, dunk. Tss.
Well, and that very dangerous band, Van Halen, was covering Roy Orbison and
that's right.
All these other snoozers.
Yep. You're no good. No good. No good. Baby, you're no good. They're actually singing about Kiss.
I'll say it again. You're no good. That's right in the lyric. So that was my first one. She,
okay.
By the hit rock and roll outfit, Kiss.
This song is off. Is by the band Bon Jovi. It's from their first album.
That album's good.
It's the only song on that album that the band did not write. There's a video for this, and it was released as a single, and they refused to play it. But I love this. This is She Don't Know Me.
She don't know.
Just repeat it.
She don't know.
here.
Can't help. I don't know the words.
Like I want her.
Yeah, this sounds like a Journey song.
I know.
Now, Pat, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Was that so often in this this business? I was in it for many years in the 80s.
What business are we in?
Well, when we talk about the record business, of course, we talk about fundamentals. But in this case, we're...
What's wrong?
Something just flew by the window the size of a...
It flew around
like,
that
like
way,
a
too.
Beach ball. That was really strange.
Well, if it flies into the window, it's going to make me want an Arby's chicken sandwich.
Is that... Why?
You haven't seen that commercial?
No. No.
There's a new commercial out for Arby's. Whereas the guys, it goes from like the 60s, the 70s, and people are pitching stuff to Arby's. And with every pitch, a pigeon flies into the window. And on the last pitch, the window's open and the pigeon flies in. And then the guy says he's pitching for, instead of roast beef, it's a chicken sandwich, right? Turkey sandwich.
They got these turkey roasters.
Right. But as I'm watching, I just keep thinking, Are they going to sell pigeon? Are they selling pigeon? It doesn't make any sense to me, the commercial.
Kyle's got an answer.
It's a carrier pigeon. They pull off.
Oh, that's right. It's a carrier pigeon, and then they pull off the thing.
Oh, and the pigeon's been trying to deliver it throughout the years, but it keeps hitting the window.
But when I see the pigeon, I think, oh, they're going to have a pigeon sandwich.
I'm not saying it's
not a good commercial.
America's roast beef. Yes, sir.
Back to you.
Arby's.
You were going to say about the business.
That song there, that Bon Jovi song,
she don't know
just, was that a label decision? Hey, you guys need a single.
Absolutely. Even though Runaway was also on the first album.
Which was a good song. Boy, you want to talk about 80s production.
What's funny is Runaway doesn't have the Bon Jovi band on it. Bon Jovi recorded that. That's what got him the deal. And I think there's like some Jersey musicians. There might be an E Street member on there.
Tico Torres is not on there?
Nope.
What about Richie La Bamba Rosenberg?
He might be on that song, actually. I'd have to do some...
But no Sambora.
I don't think Sambora's on that song on Runaway, no.
We're in agreement he's a prick, right?
Yeah, I love Bon Jovi, but I'm pretty sure he's probably not the nicest guy.
No, pretty sure. We know for sure.
And also, he likes himself a lot.
You would, too, if you were him.
Well, yeah, he's got a...
He's got some number one albums. He'll tell you about it.
I've said this before. I watched the Behind the Music, and they interview his brother, Matt Bon Jovi. And John got all the cards.
Oh, poor Matt.
All the cards were dealt to him.
Really?
Yep. Matt Bon Jovi got the card that has the rules on it.
Good for you. Top five funniest things you've ever said.
All right, you're up.
Now listen, Pat and I like this band. This is an orchestra.
Now I know you just played a she song. I assume this will be a he song.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got some parentheticals in this title. This is a by the Rock and Roll Off with the Knack. This is a song that, again, I'm going to go back. My stepfather, I was in eighth grade when this came out. Summer between 7th and 8th grade, I guess. Okay. Right, 79? This came out, and my stepfather had it. Every radio station was playing My Sharona, but then this song pops up, and there's some language in it. And, as some reviewers said about the Knack that they fucked a bunch of girls, then made millions writing songs about it.
Ronstadt.
this is called She's So Selfish by the Knack. It's off Get the Knack. Let's start this about 53 seconds in.
Well, now, you might not know this, Jimmy. On here on Rock Solid, when there's a parenthetical, we say the parenthetical part of it in a Bruce Springsteen voice to denote the parenthetical. So this song is actually called She's So Selfish.
Wait, that kind of sounds like the song. Because she's so...
Here it is.
Selfish. Boonk, dunk.
Baby, gonna shut it down. She's got a funny little face, but her body don't quit it. And every time she come around, she wiggle and a wink, but she don't give a shit about it.
Anybody else but herself.
No, she doesn't care for nobody else. It's just me, 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 me.
She's so selfish. I know you do. All right, you can shut it down.
So
But later in his own,
he says, fuck me tonight.
Don't fuck me, fuck me tonight.
And he just said, don't give a shit about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Now,
they're young. We're on Sunset Strip. They're at the Roxy, the world famous Whiskey a Go-Go, possibly.
There's a clean version of that song, too.
No interest.
Now, we saw the Knack perform in Woodland Hills at an outdoor park where families gather.
Yeah.
And
I told the story before.
I know, but I'm just refreshing it because Jimmy wasn't here. And they bust this song out, and they do not sing the clean version.
Well, and rightfully so. You want to bring your kids out. You're making a decision. It's like going to the doctor. You're right. You're signing some paperwork.
You're right. That's what rock and roll is about, dude.
Sure. It's about being at a park in a...
two in the afternoon.
Having an ice cream and hear a guy sing, fuck me.
Do fuck me today. I know you do.
And luckily, as I think I said before, luckily no one under the age of 40 was listening.
Listen, who were we there with?
We were there with Brian Schmidt. Not Brian Schmidt. Right, Brian Schmidt. Who's Brian Schmidt?
Brian Schmidt's a comic guy.
I was thinking of Mike Schmidt and Brian Noonan. We were there with Brian Noonan, Darren McGarry, and Russ McGarry.
And wives or no wives?
We did not have wives with us.
My wife knows better.
It was just Rusty and his wife.
Because Daryl likes that bad music.
Yeah. Rusty and his former wife.
Former wife. They're not estranged.
They're not estranged. Okay. I got...
Never spent any time with them? I think they're estranged.
Hey, folks. Come on. Dixie Riddle Cup.
This band, I think they're from Ohio.
And is this the Michael Stanley Band?
Wow.
Play it. So there's a He song.
Is that Michael Stanley?
Yes.
Did I get it right just based on you?
You'd be saying it's from Ohio. Yeah.
I'm so goddamn good at this.
I've got two Michael Stanley.
That's why I stopped doing song pop. I just couldn't take
this. This is better. Let's just do this. This is a better game than song pop.
Are we playing a game?
Yeah, what game are we playing here?
I'm going to play any game.
Actually playing a game.
So I got two Michael Stanley songs in my... I got that one and then My Town.
That's a good song, too.
Yeah. So those guys got... Yeah, you've never heard that song in your life. That was recorded...
You're from Pennsylvania. You should listen to that.
9 years before he was born.
I've never heard it.
Yeah, but you
liked it, though.
I did.
So fucking what? You know, some songs were recorded before I was born and I know them.
What if you, I know Jumpin' Jack Flash.
But this is not a song. This song has not been in public hearing range of a human being.
No, I bet half the listeners of this show have never heard that song before. Half?
I bet you Michael Stanley doesn't know that song.
He's a listener.
What do you think he's doing now?
He's probably touring the sheds. He's not. Rib Fest?
I mean, you wonder. Like, he's either a guy that,
I'm going to find out.
Yeah, find out. He's either just a guy, left it all, or he's a guy that he's made a million. You're going to, he worked for Kodak, and he's the guy that invented the slide wheel. I don't know what that is.
Well, here he is. He's got a website, michaelstanley.com.
And how does what's the website look like?
It looks better than a lot of websites I've seen. He's got a new album out called The Hang.
Goddamn right it is. This guy's always stayed current.
The Hang. Is it like for tweens?
Oh, boy.
Oh, I don't know. Is it?
Hey, kids. What's The Hang?
Who says that?
No one. That's what Michael Stanley thought they said.
Now his discography is passing by, and he's got...
How are you not up on this is all you do, Pat, is you 13, buy the new albums from 14, people I don't know.
Because I don't like Michael Stanley. I only like those two songs.
That's not fair. I bet you if you revisit him, you'd like him as much as you like John Cafferty.
Here's what I don't want to do. I don't want to revisit Michael Stanley Band now, and now over the next month find myself purchasing 15
which
albums.
Which is what you would do like I did with The Fix. I ended up buying 900 Fix albums.
I did it with Thin Lizzy last year. I did it with Elvis Costello last year.
The difference here being that you could get them all for $2.
No, I think it's the other way. I think they're probably like, oh, it's only really, it's only on CD in Japan, so you got to spend this much money.
I bet you go to eBay, you get yourself a nice package of Michael Stanley CDs, $2 each.
You just, I even know the account you'll get it from. It's Michael Stanley 424. He'll be selling them to you.
What's in Jimmy's?
By the way, I did that. What? There's an artist by the name of John Hunter out of Chicago.
Are we 24 minutes in already?
Yeah. Yes.
Played one, two songs.
People, they like the chatter. Listen, feedback is they like the chatter.
This is never not music.
John Hunter was a guy. He had the song Tragedy, which was a big hit in the 80s.
I have that in my iTunes.
And there was a third album that was never released, and I somehow stumbled across an eBay listing for it. I was like, fuck, I'll get that. And I was like, and I wrote the guy, how do you have this? He goes, well, I knew John. And then we were writing back and forth to each other, and I realized, I'm talking to John.
Oh, boy.
And
I knew John. I see him every day when he brushes his teeth.
Right. But you know what? I didn't care. You know, because
that's kind of cool.
But
for
I
you.
Played along that I didn't know it was him. Yeah. And I just went, well, you know what? I once had the chance to tell John. I'll tell you the same thing. You know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Play along. And I don't know what John's doing today. We wish him luck as we do all.
Tell you what he's
almost.
Doing. He's looking for the internet for boys.
What?
Trolling the internet for little boys. He found you.
It's all
a scam.
He's going
to make a big score.
I'm a grown man, sir.
I know, but he doesn't know that because the way you're talking. Hello, John.
You think that's fun to say somebody's a pedophile? I'll talk. You know what? Last week, I'll talk about banging Ronstadt in an alley. But I'm not going to go pedophilia.
All right.
That's an accusation that I don't stand for.
You got a song?
This is a song. Former lead singer of Wall of Voodoo. He has a terrific solo career. His name is Stan Ridgway. And this guy knows.
I thought Andy Preboy was the singer of Walla Voodoo.
Took over for Stan Ridgway.
Oh, okay.
He writes terrific story songs. Mm-hmm. This one's called Drive, She Said. Listen to that. That's me on guitar, Kyle.
It sounds good so far.
Oh, I didn't start it at 30, sorry.
Oh, you were supposed to.
Right behind me, I could smell a perfume. It was something I smelled. Went through a red light while I spilled my drink. I could feel something sticky on the floor.
What?
I said, miss, you gotta tell me where you wanna go to. I can't keep driving round the same block. So I crumpled my cup and pulled the gum off my shoe. And then she told me, just shut up and keep your eyes on the road. And just drive, she said.
Just drive, she said.
Just drive, she said.
His voice is interesting.
Yeah, it's so unique.
But it really it fits his songs perfectly.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. Top one worst concerts ever in my life, Stan Ridgway.
What's he close with? Mexican Radio?
Oh, he's one of those guys that doesn't even play the hits, right?
He does it, but he does it in a version that you go, I think that was Mexican Radio? It was at Largo. Was that the old Largo?
I remember. Calypso version. Yeah.
Went over there for some nice dinner with my wife, a plate of pasta.
Chicken piccata.
Hey, I finally get a chance to see Stan Ridgway live.
Small venue.
Small, and he just phoned it in, man.
Wow.
See, that's why a guy like Colin Hay does not phone it in.
Gives 110%. He Frig knows that son of a bitch.
Well, that was a good track. I'm sure that's one that
you know what? His best of is phenomenal.
Is this on iTunes, do you know, so that people can look
it
up and buy it?
Absolutely. As is The Big Heat, which is his first, and I think with bonus tracks, his first one.
Well, the next song I'm going to play, it's a she song, because I'm going she he. And this is a...
That's what I'm doing, except I'm not including the ones that have he.
This is a big song. Everyone knows this song.
Is this a he?
It's a she. It's one of my favorite songs.
Of all time?
It's up there. I really like this song. Go ahead. Everyone knows it.
Yeah.
Look over there.
Where?
There's a lady that I used to know.
Oh, yeah. This is Sugar Ray.
Ah.
Look sharp.
She's married now or engaged or something, so I'm told. Is she really going out with him? Is she really gonna take him home tonight? Is she really going out with him?
I don't see me the sun.
Joe Jackson.
That song's perfection, too.
That's a great song.
We talked about perfection last week, and rightfully so.
Kyle, do you know that song? Okay. See, that's how you know it's a great song, when a kid this age knows it, 12-year-old.
Or he's got a
or he saw an
asshole
Adam,
uncle,
and he saw an Adam Sandler movie. You know, like that's those are the songs that pop up in those.
That's
movies.
True. That's a great song. I did not include it on my list because I knew you were going to.
All right,
that's a true statement.
And because all your songs have he in.
No. Now listen, this next song here. This
couldn't find one.
No.
Okay.
No, not in 4,296.
Okay.
I almost got excited when I thought Beat So Lonely by Charlie Sexton. Yeah. I went, oh, Beat So Lonely. I even said it out loud. There's not a he anywhere near that. And I went, oh, Beat So Lonely.
So Lonely.
What made it come up?
I don't know. But my head went, Tommy, Charlie Sexton, Beat So
what
Lonely.
If you just went in and changed the title.
You just went, song He's So Lonely.
He Beat So Lonely.
Okay. I mean, there's got to be, I don't know. I mean, listen, here's the thing.
Well, the next time you're on, I want you to bring at least three examples of songs with he.
I can't.
What you do is you Google it. You Google songs with he in the title, and then you go, oh, okay.
Cheater.
I didn't do that, but that's what you can do.
This song. This guy, it's documented that a music video ruined his career. This guy was a rock and roller.
I almost hit this one on my list.
This song, this is my favorite song by this guy. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. That
and
just missed.
The live version of this, which I don't believe this is, the live version that was on an MTV concert back in the early 80s, is the quintessential version of this. I like this guy. It's a shame that that music video, I mean, it did. I got in a fight with him backstage at a show once. You know that story.
I do. Talking about Bill Clinton, right?
I'm talking about the great Bill Squire. Billy Squire, very quickly, for the listener that doesn't know, I was doing an event for Capitol Records.
Mm-hmm.
He had a brand new album coming out. I forget what it was called. Something about a bomb, maybe, or I Got My Eye on You. I forget what it was called. One of those two. And he was the next. I was introducing all the performers and then people that we were going to talk from the label. And then, but we only had one microphone for whatever reason. At the and so he went to grab it out of my hand.
Was it Signs of Life? Was that the album?
No. What's the one after that?
Enough is Enough.
What's the one after that?
Here and Now.
What's the one after
Creatures
that?
Creatures of Habit.
What's the one after that?
Tell the Truth.
Is that 1990?
1993 is Tell the Truth.
What's 1990?
91 is Creatures of Habit.
It's that one. With Love Bomb or something.
Lover, She Goes Down.
She Go Down, Bound,
Young
down.
At Heart.
There's no Love Bomb on there or something?
No, there's no Love Bomb. Oh, no. Oh, Tell the Truth has a song called Time Bomb.
Yeah, that's what it is.
All right.
At any rate,
continue,
so then
sorry.
I said to him, I said, hey, he grabs it out of my hand as I'm about to introduce somebody. And he goes, I need to set up. And I said, we have one microphone. This is the way we've been doing it all night. And he goes, oh, okay, very good. And panicked. So I like to say I got in a fight with Billy Squire.
But he really didn't. He went back down.
Disagreement. Well, he's a pussy. You see that video?
Yeah, dancing around.
Guy prances around like a queer.
Rips his shirt off.
I love that song, too. That video,
I do
the
too.
Poor guy. God yeah. damn it.
He should just embrace it now and dance like that in concert.
Doesn't he?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Doesn't realize that's how he really looks.
I know. Anyway.
Let's hear it.
She's a runner, Bill Squire.
From Emotions in Motion.
Oh, listen, that little T-caster.
What effect is on this that gives it that
flange?
Nice... That's the word everyone uses. No one even knows what it is, but everyone says it. Got a flange on that mic. Never know it's come
around. Yeah. He also has a unique voice, but I like it.
Yeah. No
resistance. Some say he's come, he's a go. That's coming up.
The song builds with every strum. You're not in your car.
This is the best this has ever sounded. These headphones are great. That's me on drums, Kyle. That's enough. That was more than enough. It's me on drums.
The only guy who knows what a flange is,
yeah,
is Matt Bon Jovi, because he's been picking up his brothers for the last 40 years.
Is he a roadie?
I don't know what he does. He wishes.
We all have dreams.
This is a country lady that I like.
What do you like?
She goes by Mary Chapin Carpenter. This is from her blockbuster breakthrough album, Come On, Come On, from 1992. This is He Thinks He'll... Oh, I should get double points. Keep her.
When she was 36, she met him at their door. She said, I'm sorry, I don't love you anymore. Everything runs right on time. Years of practice and design. Spin and polish till it shines. He thinks he'll be first.
That's about a guy who's taking his wife for granted. And finally she goes, you know what?
Enough.
I got plenty of life left. When that guy comes home tonight, I'm walking out.
Hear, hear.
Yeah. Amen.
When did that come out? I feel like I've...
1992. That was a gigantic album for her. I think she had like 6 hit singles off that.
What was the big one?
God, there's so many. Passionate Kisses. Is that what you're thinking of?
Yeah, that's a good song.
Passionate Kisses. That's actually a cover song. That's a Lucinda Williams song.
Mm-hmm.
The Hard Way, He Thinks He'll Keep Her, I Feel Lucky, Passionate Kisses, I'll Take My Chances, Walking Through Fire.
And that's Harry Chapin's daughter.
No, it's not. No, her middle name is Chapin. she's actually Richard Carpenter's daughter.
Oh, that's interesting. Carpenter's. I never knew that.
That's not true either.
I know it's not.
You're up with now we've heard all she songs so far, I'm assuming this next one.
Just play it and then don't play it.
Okay.
Done. All right. That's She Bop by Cyndi Lauper.
That was on my extremely short list, She Bop.
Song about masturbation.
Let's hear a little bit of it, though. I like that. I like the vibe of that. Her manager was a wrestler, for people that don't know it. Captain Lou Albano was her manager.
That's not a true statement.
Yeah.
Do you know the story behind that?
You gonna tell me?
Shut it down. I'm probably gonna get everything.
Do you
wrong.
Like that song?
Yeah, I do. I think it's a good song. Okay. I think it's a good pop song.
That's on She's So Unusual.
That's right.
I love that album. That might be my least favorite of the songs on there.
Interesting that you'd interrupt. Now, apparently radio wouldn't play Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
What?
And Lou Albano liked it, and so then they played it at wrestling matches.
Whoa. Captain Lou?
The captain.
He was in the military.
He also may not have blood to his head because he would, put those rubber bands around that beard. Bob Costas. This is a great story. Bob Costas had Cyndi Lauper on, and he went into one of his Bob Costas. I know, and I love Bob Costas.
And was she doing the Cyndi Lauper character in the interview?
Well, this was the 80s, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So,
hi, Bob.
And so she was, he goes, Now, then you did She Bop, and that's a song about, and then he waxes philosophical about what it is. She goes, nah, it's about masturbation. He goes, oh, boy, I was wrong. But he admitted it. So the neat part was he came on Conan, and I was interviewing him backstage, and we were done. And I said, you know, my favorite Bob Costas moment is when you had Cyndi Lauper on. He goes, oh, couldn't have been dumber. Couldn't have been. I thought I knew it. I thought I was way, like, I'm the guy that got it. And she just put me in my place with going, nope. About masturbation.
That's great.
And it was great that he admitted it and remembered it all these years later. He knew exactly what I was going to talk about.
That's great.
Bobby C.
And then we sent him down the tube for a good time.
Oh, he went down there.
While you're in town, you got to go down the tube.
You know what I was doing while they were banging Ronstadt? She-bop. Masturbation.
He-bop.
Mm-hmm. I pretend my hand's a lady.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
That's our show. No, this song, I guarantee no one's ever heard this song.
Is this a she?
It's a she, because I'm flip-flopping. This is from this band's last album from 1980. This is
I bet Gary would know this song.
I don't know. This is The Babies. This is from their last album called On the Edge. The last two Babies albums, the last three Babies albums are just...
Stink.
If you just like this type of pop music, this is great. And this
you like the last three albums.
Oh my God, I love them.
You like the ones with John Kane.
Yeah, and this is called She's My Girl.
I take it back. Gary does not know this.
No, he doesn't know this. Here comes the chorus. Shut it. The drummer of the Babies, Tony Brock, he has a recording studio like that he owns and rents out to people to record, and that's in Chatsworth. And I'm going to drive up there one of these days with my baby's album and see if Tony's on premises. Kyle, you up for that? He's not up for that. Lunch is involved?
Your lackey nephew, who will do anything you ask him to do, knows that's a fucking disaster.
I think he said no for it to be funny.
I know. He gets it.
But he also is not going to go with you.
I'll put money that he goes.
Oh. But yeah, those last three Babies albums, I love them. And John Cain's only on the last two.
Let me say something about the Babies. I think if you buy the best of the Babies, that original one with the
shoes.
You
will love it.
It is. I think it's I'm going to contradict myself. I think it's flawless, but by the end of it, you got it.
Right.
It's a little repetitive. Even that song's kind of got that...
Yeah, that chunky...
That gang, chunky, we're the Babies. But they're great. But that Best Of is a terrific album. Isn't It Time is a flawless pop
Every
song.
Every Time I Think of You.
Every Time. Isn't It Time?
Midnight Rendezvous, Back on My Feet Again.
What about Is It a Time, guys?
Head First, fantastic. Back on My Feet Again.
When I'm back on my feet again. That's great a great tings. Song. That should have been done by Michael Bolton. Michael Bolton could have done a great version of that.
Surprised some of these... No, he did When I'm Back on My Feet Again.
I'm sick of people using him as a punchline. Leave him alone.
Yeah, that guy's got a 7-octave range, you motherfuckers.
Leave Michael Bolton alone.
But I think the problem is he doesn't use it.
Mr. Michael Bolton, tough guy.
Nobody defends Michael Bolton.
Certainly not that stridently.
You're out there. I'll fucking dig you all up back and beat the shit out of you.
You know, it's funny.
The Hercules soundtrack was way underrated, you piece of shit.
Schmidt and I were just talking, Schmidt, 40-year-old boy, and I were just talking about it because he's a guy that TMZ loves to shit on. You know, those annoying fucking parasites on that television show that think they're better than everybody.
Yeah.
You know, we got video of Michael Bolton on the beach.
Leave him alone.
And then it's like, and they go, look, he's got a paunch. And Schmidt and I, like we were talking about that, we go, yes, he's 60. He can have a paunch. And he's on the beach with his fucking millions. It's a private beach.
And so are, you have a paunch too, and you're not a fucking accomplished
artist. Yeah, you're a piece of shit that sits in bushes and pops their head. And by the way, the guy on the TV, you don't even do that fucking work. Yeah. You let somebody else do that, and then you get a fucking file.
What's TMZ stand for?
3 mile zone.
Is it 3 mile zone?
Is that what it is?
30 mile zone.
I thought it was 3 mile.
Or 20 mile zone or something.
I thought it was Dirty White Boy.
30 mile zone.
Is it 30?
But what I do if I'm a celebrity?
What's
is I find where their headquarters is and I hang out 30 miles, 31 miles away from it, and then they can't get me.
Is that what? Hi, I'm Jim.
What just happened? I said if it's a 30 mile zone, then if you're a celebrity,
I got what you said. But is that really what it's about? Like they can't video outside of 30 miles?
I don't know.
It's. 30-mile zone is a term which originated in the 60s due to the growth of on-location shoots. Studios and various talent guilds established a 30-mile zone outside which shooting is considered to be a location shoot, requiring per diems and other travel and living expenses to be paid.
I see.
The zone remains centered in Los Angeles around the old offices of the Association of Motion Pictures and Television Producers of Beverly and La Cienega Boulevard.
Great. My next song. I even asked.
Let's do it.
I didn't care.
Let's do it.
Awful.
Well, I think we actually talked about that on Never Not Funny recently.
What? We did?
Yeah, and had Dan look it up.
Was I in that episode?
I think so.
Sounds like one I wasn't in.
Pretty sure.
Jarrett Grody, who is not unlike Gary Lucy in that he knows every new piece of music that comes
Unbelievable.
Out.
Unbelievable. If I was saying last week, if you take a piece of fruit and an inanimate object and put them together, that's a band Gary knows. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous.
Same with Jarrett Grody. And
now did you hear Apple Bag?
You know what? I don't like Apple Bag. I really don't. I mean, sonically, they're good.
Kiwi Shoebox. You hear the new one?
Kiwi Shoebox?
Yeah.
Love it.
Strawberry Alarm Clock? Oh, wait a minute. That's a real band.
Legit.
Go ahead.
This album is not new by any means.
Okay. Doesn't have to be on this topic, Jimmy.
This is it. Well, I made this big statement that Jarrett Grody knows all the new stuff, and this is not a new album, but he's the one that turned me onto it. I never would have heard it.
Okay.
Band is called Scouting for Girls. Song is called She's So Lovely. Come on now, you son of a bitch.
It sounds like a Gary song already.
It is a very Gary.
She fills the clothes. She looks just like them girls in Vogue. I love the way she plays it cool. I think that she is beautiful. She's so lovely. She's so lovely. She's
That's me on drums. She's so lovely. She's so lovely. The whole album, if you like that.
I do like that.
The whole album is great.
So people, if you've learned anything today, pick up The Best of the Babies.
Scouting for Girls.
Scouting for Girls. Is that on iTunes?
Yeah. And I think the new one's on there, too.
I'd like to get a hard copy of that.
Well, go to Amoeba. I'm sure you can go to the cutout bin.
Physical copy.
Scouting for Girls, name of the band.
Alrighty.
Good song. She's so lovely.
This is a song by my favorite band of all time, Cheap Trick. It's from their debut album called Cheap Trick. It's from 1977. If you only know The Flame and I Want You to Want Me and
they
Surrender.
Don't, because you don't stop playing Cheap Trick. They know more than that.
Then you will not believe that this is Cheap Trick. This is He's a Whore. And I can't even fake a smile, but I've left inside of a while. This little girl, she's a joke, she's a joke, she's a joke. I like that up the neck. It's a song about Wayne Brady.
Is it off?
That was just noise.
That's just,
woo! That
is rock solid. I love He's a Whore.
I like some Cheap Trick, but I did not like
that. Is there any Cheap Trick you don't like? I mean, Chicago's my favorite band, but I can go, there's one I don't like.
Well, I mean, the album The Doctor is not a great album, but I do like four or five songs from it. But admittedly, any Cheap Trick fan will say, name the one album you don't like, and they'll say,
say The Doctor. The Doctor's out, huh?
There's a song on there called Manulipulator. Don't know what that means.
How's Robin Zander's country album?
It was released for one day on iTunes and then pulled off.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know what's going on with it.
But you got it, though.
Oh, I got, yeah, midnight, 5 after midnight. I'm like, well, sometimes they post, there it is, bye, next day, gone.
So, and then they never released it in the digital form, or the non-digital form, rather?
Nope. I mean, I bought it from iTunes, but I always think that iTunes is like, it's like I'm going to go on, it's going to disappear, like they're going to take it back some way. Can they do that, Matt?
I don't know that they can take it back, but there is some weird legal thing where you don't actually own the music you buy on iTunes.
Pat, if I were you, I'd burn that to a CD because there is a good chance they can erase that.
I'm
going to
do that.
I'd burn it to a CD.
Thank you.
How often do you listen to that?
It wasn't. It's not that good, so I don't listen to it that much.
You know what? Don't burn it then.
Okay, your turn.
I saw this band in concert in the
with me.
Nope.
Okay.
In the 80s. I saw the gentleman as a solo artist in the 90s. I saw him again as a solo artist in the 2000s. He is best known for exposing his genitals in a restroom. It is Ty Herndon.
George Michael.
George Michael.
He's not best known for that.
I think he's still better known for being a huge pop star.
Do you think so?
I do.
Listen, I think so.
It hurt his career.
Certainly.
Well, sure, that never helps.
But it also helped.
Unless you're Kim Kardashian.
Got a whole new audience.
That's true.
Pervs.
Pervs.
Well, here's the problem. There's a guy who was afraid to come out, and so he was acting out. He, like, forced himself to come out in that way. Because he couldn't just say, yeah, you know what, I'm gay.
Probably the best thing that ever happened to him in the long run. Yeah. Now he can be himself.
Really? They find him all doped up in a car.
Yeah.
This guy's.
I didn't know that.
You know, now he dresses up like a cop in concert. No, thank you.
Yeah.
Go back to those cheerleader shorts. Hi, I'm Jimmy. I liked Wham. I stand behind him as a pop songwriter. I think he's terrific.
Yeah.
As a dance floor writer, not my cup of tea.
Right.
4 minutes and 30 seconds into Everything She Wants. This is the bridge, which I think is terrific.
The things you have.
Listen to that. Listen to it. Keep us together. It's just a matter of time. My situation never changes. You're walking in and out of my door like a stranger. With those wages.
He's singing to a man.
I don't think he was.
You think back then he thought he liked girls? Brooke Shields. That would change any man gay.
Well, who's she best known for dating?
Brooke Shields.
Brooke Shields. She buzzed together.
Oh, this is the remix.
Yeah. Shut it down. Who's Brooke Shields best known for dating?
Michael Jackson.
Andre Agassi.
Michael Jackson.
Agassi.
Agassi.
And George Michael.
I had no premise.
And George Michael.
And then also now she's married to Chris Hinchey, I want to say.
Yeah. And that dude likes the ladies.
Man, so did George Michael back in those days.
Yeah.
Trust me, I made the move. No interest. True statement. Said, you want to do this, my brother? You want to turn a different corner? That's a wham song.
Are you talking to me?
You are not going to like what I'm about to say.
I hate this artist.
I don't think you like this artist.
Is it a cover?
No, it's not a cover. It's just a flat out a song, and it has the word she in the title. Play it.
Oh, is it Sheryl Crow?
She could hear the highway breathing. She could see an AMR factory.
You can't dislike Talking Heads.
I'm insulted he said it.
Yeah, they're great.
Oh, da, ba, ba, boo, ba, ba.
I think you just said the F word. You.
Maybe.
Open up her eyes.
The world was moving, she was right.
Me on it and she was. Come on, Kyle.
No, I don't know. Do you like them? Do you like the Talking Heads?
I have no problem with the Talking Heads. I again, this brush you paint me with.
Do you own any Talking Heads?
Yes, I do. I have stopped making sense.
Why are you Tony Soprano?
Yes, I do.
Yes,
let me tell you something.
Yes, I do. I had a guy go over and get me some lunch at Baja. I also told him to go down to Amoeba, get me that Stop Making Sense on Claire Vine.
You fucking go down there, you burn me a best of the heads. I don't want no fucking David Byrne solo in
I
that
want
mix.
No B-sides
yeah,
either.
Yeah, I don't want any Tom Tom Club. Don't try to push those fucking bitches in me.
What was their big hit, Tom Tom Club? It shows up on
Genius
Song Pop.
Genius of Love.
Yeah.
Bing.
Shows up there every time.
Sure does.
My next song.
This
is off of a soundtrack that I think is the greatest soundtrack ever made.
Are you playing a song right now?
It's my turn.
Oh, it is your turn. You had me convinced that you like the Talking Heads so much that I thought you played that song.
I brought that one in, didn't
that
I?
That was great. Okay, go ahead. That's a stick.
This is by the great Stephen Duffy, Stephen Tin Tin Duffy. And just go ahead and play this. Let's start about 15 seconds in, if
wait
you would, Matt.
Mm-hmm. Who's Stephen Tin Tin Duffy? I like the hand claps.
Loves me. Oh, she loves me.
What group is this fella's from?
Oh, and she loves me all the time.
Who's that guy from?
That's Stephen Duffy, Stephen Tin Tin Duffy.
I know, but is he a solo artist? Is he like,
that.
Oh, he's the keyboard player for New Order, and this is a solo album.
Let me tell you something. I spent no more and no less than 45 seconds going to Wikipedia to try to get some information on this guy. Can't find shit.
Well, who is he? How did you find him?
How did I find him? Stephen Tin Tin Duffy.
What, did he sell this album to you in front of Largo one night?
He just handed it to me on
Hey, man, you like dance music, like music? With a pop feel?
It's on the Some Kind of Wonderful soundtrack.
Oh, okay.
Hey, John Hughes. Yeah, a little formulaic with his films. But he knew how to put together a soundtrack.
R.I.P.
You ever hear the soundtrack to Kids Day Out?
Stephen Duffy was a founding member and vocalist / bassist of Duran Duran.
I bet that's the same guy.
Is that Stephen Tin Tin Duffy?
Yes, it's Stephen Tin Tin Duffy.
And then they got rid of him because he wasn't as gorgeous as John Taylor.
God damn it. John Taylor's a good bassist, too.
Yes, he is.
What did this guy do wrong? Listen to that song. That's
did you ever
good.
Hear the bass on Murderous?
From Power Station?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's great.
He's a good bassist.
He really is.
That whole band very talented, but everybody got caught up in that bullshit that they're all beautiful.
People get in, and they're not that good. There's one good-looking guy.
Wrong. Okay. Back in the day, Simon Le Bon's a good-looking man.
Okay.
Nick Rhodes. Girls love Nick Rhodes.
I know, but he's not a
good looking.
He's pretty,
but no.
He's not as pretty as Stephen Tintin Duffy.
What's the Taylor? There's two Taylors.
Andy right? Taylor, Roger Taylor, John Taylor. All I mean, good-looking
yeah,
guys.
John Taylor.
Not related. Yeah, John Taylor's the guy I'm talking about.
He's the good-looking one.
Yeah, he's the best-looking.
Yeah. He's like Rob Lowe.
It's sickening.
Yeah.
He's like Rob Lowe laying down the back beat.
How old's he now? 50? How old's Johnny T now? 50? Are they all 50?
Yeah, they're probably 50.
Guys in Duran Duran, 50?
50, 52.
Right?
Well, I can tell you Stephen Tintin Duffy was born in May 30th, 1960.
70, 80, 90, 52.
2000, 2010, 52. 52. 52. Chiz
and Bop. If you like Stephen Tintin Duffy, you might want to check out the band Tintin, which he
love
created.
I hated that movie, though.
And then you also might want to check out Dr. Calculus or The Lilac Time.
Now, Dr. Calculus, that's that movie with Dan Aykroyd, and he's a pimp.
Yeah, it's good. That's right. He met his wife on that movie.
Yep, Dr. Calculus.
Mm-hmm. Listen. I do like that song, so I would
check it out.
I'll listen to Tintin.
He also co-wrote the Robbie Williams single "Radio."
Yeah. Also, kids, if you're having trouble with your math homework, go to YouTube and type in Dr. Calculus, and he'll help you out.
Yeah, great tutorials.
Yeah. Terrific. Hey, this artist.
When Matt Belknap saving your joke?
he's tagging it.
Yeah, I saw stuff that I liked and I went in there.
Yep. This I think when you go back and re-listen, there's a lot of gems.
Yep, hidden gems
from me.
It's like a video
game. I got
the
Michael Bolton. I got the Matt Bon Jovi. I don't even need to talk the rest of the show. I won't talk the rest of the show.
I guess we're done.
All right.
Hey, this is a lady that everyone loves.
Do I?
Yes.
Yeah.
Everyone loves her. You were the first person
I ever heard you. I think Danielle loved her first album, yeah. And then I remember you telling me about how I think you went to see her.
Yeah, you might have went to see her, and she is on a semi-retirement, but she rumor has it she will be recording the new James Bond theme, Skyfall.
This is
a little lady.
Is that James Bond?
Who is she? Give me a hint.
She has one goes by one name.
She's
Sade?
She's 21.
She's not.
Adele.
Yeah.
I was the first one in our batch to.
Then how do you not know that she has a song called He Won't Go? On Rock Solid.
When we spoke yesterday, he said to hold my breath and sit and wait. I'll be home so soon, I won't be late. He won't go.
Hater. I'm kidding.
I predict that song will not hold up. You will hear that in 10 years and go, whoa.
You know what? That's my... I will say this about Adele. I think the production is very time sensitive. I think the production of her songs... I think we're going to see her doing like a unplugged or a stripped version soon because I think production's very now. And I think I...
There's a lot of producers on that album too. There's not just one.
You know, Rick Rubin came in and nodded.
Yeah, that's what I understand that he does. He nods and says, don't record that.
A guy by the name of Ken Schluter does all of his production.
And he just comes in and grooms his beard. When I say groom, I mean he wipes Fritos out of it.
I cannot, I'm in a public forum. I should not have said anything I've said.
All right. And when you say public forum,
The seven people that listen to this.
Your turn.
This far into the episode.
Again, for a second, I thought you just played Adele.
Let me tell you something.
Speaking of handsome gentlemen, you went from Stephen Duffy to this.
Hang on, though. Let me say something.
Oh, can I guess it?
This is my joke one.
Okay.
This is...
He said handsome. Got to be Jackson Brown.
Let me tell you something. I like this guy as an actor.
Mm-hmm.
I like this guy as a singer. I have no problem with this guy.
Okay.
This song stinks.
What is it?
I want you to guess.
Everybody's out to see what they can find.
Jack Wagner?
Yeah.
She was hiding in the
sounds crowd. Like George Michael, though.
Just keeping
it does sound like George Michael.
To the rhythm, nice and smooth, cool as she could be.
I think in years to come, we're going to find that this production is dated.
This will not. It sounds great now.
Whoa, hang on. If she loves
like she looks, I got to have her.
I feel like I'm in an Up With People show.
If she loves like she dances.
Was this the theme song to a show that he...
Been down her.
She loves like she looks. I'll stay around her.
Stephen J. Cannell was like, we want to do a show, but will you do the theme song? No.
Jack Wagner, If She Loves Like She Looks. I want to say that's off of Weatherman Says.
If She Loves Like She Looks.
What's the name of that album?
Well, I think that's it. Weatherman Says.
You know that song? Weatherman Says. Lighting Up the Night. Hot tonight.
Oh, Lighting Up the Night.
Oh, that's not Lighting Up the Night. I actually like that whole album.
Except,
and by the way, it's...
Even that one?
I do like that one. It's you know, it's bad pop.
But for the time, that's what the ladies
so
wanted.
But so what, man? So fucking what?
Look, if you're an actor on a soap and someone goes, we'll pay you to record an album, and you have a hit, and then they go, we'll pay you to go on tour, who's going to say no to all that
stuff? I saw him in concert at Poplar Creek.
You have omitted a lot of things today.
Dawn Hala and I went.
How do you remember this? Dawn Hala's, she's on your Facebook page. Like, her picture pops right up front and center.
She, a friend?
Yeah.
We went to see. The game plan was, hey, we got nothing to do. Let's grab a blanket and go to Poplar Creek and watch Jack Wagner. As we got there to buy lawn seats, some guy goes, you guys want second row for $5 each? And so then Dawn, myself, and 70 other people enjoyed that concert.
Did you spread your blanket out over their seats?
We did. It was cold outside.
Oh, just stay frosty.
Downtown.
Let's get a little something underneath.
Downtown.
Didn't she come to see us in Chicago?
Denver.
Denver. And then when we went to meet her, she had gone.
She bailed.
She left.
Oh, yeah.
Sent me a nice email.
She left.
Next day. I think her boyfriend did not appreciate the story that I told. I don't think he saw it that I was the stooge in the story. I think he saw it like, why are you making my girlfriend look stupid? And that was not the point of the story.
No. And the real moral of the story is her boyfriend was stupid.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true. I know that he grabbed me very inappropriately, like, hey, remember Dawn Hala? Well, she's here. She'd like to say hello to you, like Tony Soprano. And he grabbed me by the shoulder and like escorted me.
Do you like Dawn Hala and the Talking Heads? Because I got a mixtape for you, and I'm gonna take you over to meet this broad.
Oh, I'd say hello to her. I said, yeah, of course. And he goes, was that story was about her? I go, yeah. Yes, yeah. I told it because she's here, and I thought she'd get a kick out of hearing
Step into this pair of cement shoes.
Unbelievable.
Do you have another one?
I got one more.
Okay, I'll do mine, then you can play yours. And Matt, do you have a play out?
I do.
Okay, cool. Okay, so this band is, when people name bands, this is in the top four bands of all time.
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
No. do serious.
All right.
Just name four bands.
Four bands that everybody talks
just
about.
Just name four bands.
38 Special.
not the four Southern rock, fried rock bands.
Okay, so we're not going numerically?
No.
The Beatles.
Okay.
Led Zeppelin.
Yep.
Rolling Stones.
Okay.
And The Who.
Right. And this is a Rolling Stone song. They had three She songs. I didn't want to do She's a Rainbow. I didn't want to say that she's so cold.
Of course.
Because I knew that this broad was hot. You're supposed to go right to the song then.
Sorry.
Because I knew this broad was hot.
Why does your Italian-American accent sound like Balky from Perfect Strangers?
Because I just watched Balky in Beverly Hills Cop.
Wants to bring the pouring rain. Four glasses of French champagne. Well, grab a cab, baby. Come right by. She was hot. And she kissed me mouth.
Yeah, cold.
As a white to brown. She pinned me to the ground.
It's like that Dawn Hala.
Man, drums, Kyle. I got a little trap set up. All right, my last one.
Isn't that weird? They had a song, She's So Cold, and then they had a song, She Was Hot.
What you think is weird, I think is uninteresting.
Just left away with
that, not the playoff.
Oh, damn it. Yeah, go ahead. I'm done.
No, play your last. Okay.
Is this mine?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought this was your play out.
You can't do it. He said, she said. I mean, this is the quintessential she.
I know. I think I played this before.
She's gone. Hall and oh, she gone.
I think I played this one when we did I'm Out of Here, and it was songs with Gone in the title.
Mm-hmm.
ocean. Everybody's trying to tell me what is right for me. My daddy tried to bomb me with a sermon, but it's plain to see that they can't comfort me. Sorry, Charlie, for the imposition. I think I got the strength to carry on. Yeah, I need a drink and a quick decision. Now it's up to me.
She's gone.
Oh, I better learn how to face.
She's gone.